work done by Mary Willard and several others of you. So in advance, I want to go ahead and say thank you for the hard work that you guys have already put in. Looking forward to the performance. Yes. How about a round of applause for Mary this morning? Yes. Well, how many of you guys got stuck somewhere this past week? Whether it was the side of the road, your driveway, ditched it. I tell you what, this weather has been up and down, up and down. I know the next few days are calling for 40s and possibly 50s, so a little bit of it will melt. And then I think we're supposed to get another batch this next weekend. I've got a helper coming up here. Hi, honey. Do you want to do announcements with Daddy?
Well, come on up.
All right. Well, if you would.
That's all right. Can you say hello?
Hello!
Say hello. All right. Hey, can you go with Mommy? All right. It's okay.
I think we have a future star somewhere. All right. Well, if you would, go ahead and turn with me to your bulletins. There's not a lot going on this week, but there are a few different announcements that I want to touch on that aren't in the bulletin. The first one being, if you guys want to order a pie from the Ladies Fellowship, today is the last day to do that. They will be baking the pies or making the pies this Saturday. So, see any one of the ladies that are in the Ladies Fellowship. They've got several different types of pies. They've got apple pie, chocolate pie, pecan pie, I mean, cherry, peanut butter, mocha. So there's several different pies to choose from. See any one of the ladies in the Ladies Fellowship. They can get you an order form. I believe the pies are $15, and from my understanding, they're delicious. The next one being, Miss Sue is out sick today, so there will be no children's quizzing this evening. So if you have a child that is normally in quizzing, there's no children's quizzing this evening. Yes, Miss Jill will be here. Pastor Jill will be here tonight. So if you do have a child, go ahead and bring them to church tonight for service. Then tonight is small group. So if you have a small group that normally meets, you leaders and hosts, make certain that your small group are aware that tonight we'll be meeting at 6 o'clock in each one of your different hosts' homes. This Wednesday, regular scheduled Bible study and teen gathering. This coming Sunday will be the Swearingen Christmas. Stage will kind of be like this. Pulpit will be pulled out. But if you all have been here in the past, you kind of know what goes on during the Swearingen Family Christmas. For those of you that don't, it's kind of laid back. It's relaxed. We'll hear the Christmas story. And it's a good time. There will be Sunday school at 9:30, so it'll be our regular scheduled Sunday school, not like we had this morning, but like we have on a regular Sunday. So that's at 9:30. And then next Sunday is our dogs luncheon. We do have some visitors here today. For those of you that don't know what our dogs is, it is our Dinner on the Ground Society. We have a kind of a potluck luncheon where everyone brings a dish. We stay after, and anyone that is a visitor gets to go first, or anyone that has had a birthday during the month also gets to go first. So I'm looking forward. It seems like all year long I have to wait, and then finally December rolls around, I get my birthday, and I get to go first. So looking forward to that next Sunday. Look to your bulletins for upcoming times and events. I know we've got a Christmas Eve service here at the church at 6 p.m. The last Sunday of the month, that evening service, we're having Brother David Smart come. He is a very, very good acoustic guitarist. So he'll be here that Sunday evening at 6. So, yes. Yeah, not as Pastor just said, we have sent out several different flyers to the local churches, not knowing what their holiday and Christmas schedules are. So we're hoping for a extremely good turnout. We hope that you guys come and be a part of that as well. That is the last Sunday of the month on our PM service for that. So again, just look to your bulletins for upcoming times and events.
Today, and we want to welcome you into the service.
We're going to invite our ushers to come this morning, and so that we have plenty of time to share the Christmas message with the program this morning. We want to kind of combine some things here, so we'll receive our offering, and we're going to have pastoral prayer, and we're going to have congregational singing all at the same time. And so we're going to share together in just a moment, O Come All Ye Faithful, but we are indeed glad that that's it, you're here. Can we have one of you fellows in this aisle over here? Thank you. Please remember our office manager. She is homesick this morning, Sue Montgomery. And then Chris Downing left not feeling well. She's had some health issues going on. And so this is the second week in a row that she's had to leave early. And so we want to continue to pray for them, continue to remember those who have been battling cancer and various other things. There are some of our folks that are facing some surgeries here in the near future, and we'll kind of give you updates on that as we prepare for those. And so just be praying one for another. Indeed, pray for each other's safety. Enjoy the week. This should be a better week weather-wise than last week. Enjoy it while it lasts, because the forecast isn't great. But so we just appreciate you being here this morning. Just take in the message that's here this morning. While this is a little different presentation than what you normally see, maybe it has a great message to it. And so enjoy and become a part of it, and that'll be so wonderful. Let's pray together this morning. Father, we are indeed grateful for everything that you have done for us. We're excited about this season of the year. And Father, we just ask that you indeed would have your will and your way in all that takes place today. We thank you for Mary and all the work and effort that she's put into this. Thank you for everyone who came early this morning, got involved in Sunday school, rehearsed and made their props. And Lord, we just pray that this will be a fun and a worshipful time together. We're glad that you have a sense of humor. We're glad that you like to smile and laugh. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And so, Father, we're going to be strong today. We're going to have a lot of fun, and we're going to worship you. And Father, we just thank you for this wonderful, blessed season of Christmas that you loved us so much that you sent your Son. We pray now your blessing upon our church, upon our people, as a great physician, to touch and heal, Lord, those who need your touch today. We pray if there are issues in our life, Father, where we need spiritual direction or advice, that indeed, Father, we would know that you are there to help us find our way. Lord, we pray that and thank you for all that you have done. And we are going with anticipation to our lives for what you have yet to do in our midst. And we give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' wonderful name. And all God's people said, amen.
Angels.
Just before we get into our program this morning, it is a part of our tradition to light the Advent wreath. And so I've asked Brett and Mindy and Autumn to come and help us this morning. We've been looking at some different people groups within the church this year as we've decided who we would give focus to. And this morning we focus on our young and growing new families. And so we're thankful for them. And some of them, we're in the midst of the season now. Some of them are off traveling this weekend. And so we will, that's part of the season as we get extended families and our kids marry and then they have other families and then they have children of their own. And all of a sudden, all that wonder that we used to watch every Christmas morning, now we have to drive somewhere in order to see that happen so they can have their own Christmases. But we're thankful for the young families that God brings into our midst. So we're going to ask them to share with us at this time.
The first Sunday of Advent, we lit the prophecy candle in our Advent wreath. It is also called the candle of hope. We light it again today as we remember Jesus, who is born Christ and King. And we remember that he will come again to fulfill all of God's promises to us. Last Sunday, we lit the Bethlehem candle, the candle of love. We light it again today as we remember that Christ, who was born in Bethlehem, has become a Savior and Redeemer. The babe at Bethlehem has come out of love to bring redemption. Today we light the third candle of Advent. It is the shepherd candle, the candle of joy. When the angel Gabriel told Mary that a special child would be born to her, Mary was filled with joy. She sang a song that began with the words, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior." Just as the birth of Jesus gave great joy to his mother, so his presence in the world gave joy to those who had none before. He healed them and gave them hope when they believed in him. From hope grows joy. Shepherds on the hillside outside the city were told by a multitude of angels that the babe born in Bethlehem would bring joy to the world. But more importantly, he would be the joy of the world. We light the candle of joy to remind us that when Jesus is born in us, we have joy, and that through him there will be everlasting joy on earth. Joy is like a light shining in a dark place. As we look at this candle, we celebrate the joy we find in Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Thank you, God, for the joy you give us. We ask that as we wait for all your promises to come true and for Christ to come again, that you would remain present with us. Help us today and every day to worship you, to hear your word, and to do your will by sharing your joy with each other. We ask it in the name of the one who is born in Bethlehem. Amen.
Mary, would you stand, please? One more time, can we express our appreciation to Mary for this new adventure this morning? And so we turn it over to our director and Bethlehem Bound.
I was afraid nobody was going to show up. So thank you all for being here, and I hope you enjoy. So without further ado, we present Bethlehem Bound.
Ramona, why are you wearing that on this dusty road? Wasn't this your mother's?
It's the most beautiful thing I own, and I want to look good for the Bethlehem Star Search. Oh, Marty, I am so excited. Thank you for helping make my dream of singing on the big stage finally come true.
Sure thing, honey. And you never know. We might hit it big. If we can just stay on the right road this time. Whatever road this is. Oy vey. My aching feet. I tell you, Ramona, I can't go another step.
Well, no offense, Marty, but you've had us walking in circles for 2 days.
Any chance we could, you know, just stop for the night?
Oh, no, mister, we are not stopping now. You remember what that registration form said? No late entry drama queens allowed. We've got to get me to the Bethlehem Star Search. Marty, my destiny awaits. You know I've wanted this my whole life.
All right, then, let's get moving.
This is my moment, my time to shine. I'm going to go to Bethlehem and win the Bethlehem Star Search. But Marty, are you sure we're not lost again?
Honey, you're going to be the best Bethlehem star those judges have ever seen. And don't worry, we'll find our way to Bethlehem. Remember the box that guy gave us this morning? He said it would help us find our way.
I wish he had just given you a map. What good is that thing?
Welcome to One Star. Please state your destination.
What?
What?
This is amazing! A box that talks!
Star! Bethlehem! Bethlehem Star Search! I'm going to be a star!
Accessing. Searching for Star Bethlehem. Please perform a legal U-turn and seek out Joseph, a descendant of King David. Joseph is traveling to Bethlehem to register for the census. He's from Nazareth in Galilee. With him is Mary, his fiancée, who is very pregnant.
What does a guy traveling with a pregnant lady have to do with us getting me to the Bethlehem Star Search? Marty, give that thing another shake.
Are you kidding? Who cares about the Bethlehem Star Search? This thing's amazing. Just imagine what we could do with it.
Well, I care. Me? I'm going to be a star, the Bethlehem Star.
Do you hear that? Someone's coming. Wow. They look like musicians. I wonder if they're going to the Bethlehem Star Search contest, too.
I think they're going the wrong way, too, but don't tell them. Less competition.
So, where are y'all from?
Dodge!
So, you had to get out of Dodge? That would mean you guys are
the Dodge Caravan.
Hey, excuse me, you're not Joseph and Mary, are you? Well, this is amazing. My one star said that you'd be coming. Can you show us the way to Bethlehem?
So, are you going to the Bethlehem Star Search? Woo! Really? So, what's your act?
We rock!
Hey, I'm about to tell you what it's all about. I'm gonna stand up on the rooftop and scream and shout. It's all about me. It's all about me.
Now that was a rockin' Dodge Caravan.
Yeah, they were good. So what did Joseph and Mary say?
They said to follow the caravan.
Wait, Marty, we're gonna listen to some strangers on the road and a little talking box?
Well, they seem pretty trustworthy to me.
But Marty, Mary and Joseph said to follow rockers. Who trusts rockers? I mean, did you see how shady some of that crew looked?
I don't know, Ramona. Some of those people weren't that scary. Well, maybe that one. Look at that one. It's pretty scary there.
Well, they were really good. Those rockers were good, but I hope I don't have to go after them in the Bethlehem Star Search. Let's take a shortcut and beat them there.
Okay.
We're lost again. That's what I get for following you.
Me? You're the one who wants to take a shortcut and beat the caravan to Bethlehem. I can't get this box to work now. Must be something wrong with it.
You know what? That caravan song left me feeling a little empty.
Empty? The only thing I know that's empty around here is my stomach. What I wouldn't give for a Big Mac right now.
Oh, Marty. Think about something other than your stomach for a minute. Never mind. Can you get that thing working?
Please wait. Recalculating position. Look for a baby named Jesus lying in a manger. You'll find him in Bethlehem. Wise ones from the east will come searching for the newborn king of the Jews. They'll follow his star to find him. When they find this child king, they'll worship him.
Hooray, we're saved! Which way to Bethlehem?
King of the Jews? Child king?
I can't get over that voice. It's amazing, that voice.
We're going to the Bethlehem Star Search, and you keep talking about the voice. The voice. Star Search or the voice? Make up your mind.
Well, that voice said the wise ones would come from the east. I wonder which way east is.
If you knew, we wouldn't be lost.
These people look smart.
I sense more competition.
Wait, if they're from the east, then that direction must be west. Now we know east and west, and if you face west and your right hand, it faces south, or your left hand faces, I don't know.
So, is a king really going to be born? And will he really be our king? And he's going to be born in Bethlehem. Mm-hmm. Marty, do you think this could be about that couple we met?
There was something different about those people. Something special. But if they were royalty, they sure were in a clever disguise.
How cute. A baby king. I wish I could see him.
Really? I thought you wanted to be a star.
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm going to be a star. First in Bethlehem, and then on to Judea, and then all the way to Rome.
Rome? Those audiences are tough, and the critics will crucify you.
Hey, if you guys are so wise, what wise advice do you have for us?
Out there, giving
Wow. Wise men, Mary and Joseph, a new baby king. What's next?
Yes, I wonder. I think something's coming. Something wonderful. Hello? Are you still in there?
Will you leave that poor box person alone? No wonder it won't talk. You're so demanding.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Maybe it's broken. What are you worried about anyway now? We finally know we're on the right road. What else do you need?
A sign.
You need a sign, like a burning bush or a visit from an angel?
No, no, it's a sign, a road sign.
I told you we were going the right way. We still have 4 miles, though. It's going to be dark before we get there.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you.
Look for an angel of the Lord who will appear to shepherds guarding their flocks at night. The radiance of the Lord's glory will surround them. The angel will say, "Don't be afraid. I bring good news that will bring joy to the world. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, has been born today in Bethlehem. You'll find him wrapped in strips of cloth, lying in a manger. The angel will be joined by the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, goodwill toward all.'"
What's going on? Angels? The Messiah? A new baby? Marty, what's happening?
Wow, angels, we've heard you can make some beautiful music.
There is good news, come on Gabriel, blow your horn. For this day in the city of David, a Savior has been born. You won't find him in a palace, or on an earthly throne, but softly lying in a manger, the King of Kings has come. Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth and goodwill to men. Glory to God in the highest, the Messiah.
Wasn't that beautiful? That music really touched my soul. But what did they mean by Jesus is God with us?
Those angels, they make great music. Hey, speaking of music, I haven't heard you say much anything lately about the Bethlehem Star Search.
Oh, that. I still want to be a star, I think. I've wanted that my whole life. But now I'm not sure. All this talk about God sending us good news and those angels. Marty, how many people get to hear angels sing?
We've come all this way, and now you're starting to have second thoughts?
I've always thought the only way for me to be happy was to be a star, but now I'm not so sure. I'm so confused.
It's all right. You're just a little tired and hungry. Let's get going. We need to make sure you get your spot in the show. Come on.
Look, a star. Have you ever seen one so bright?
Huh. Would you look at that?
Look, there's a fork in the road up ahead.
You got good eyes. I can just like barely see it. Which way? Oh, let's ask the box. One star, which way to the Star of Bethlehem?
That's the Bethlehem Star Search, Marty.
The shepherds went to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph. The baby, Jesus, was lying in a manger. Then the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about the child. All who heard the shepherd's story were astonished. The shepherds glorified and praised God for all they had heard and seen. It was just as the angel had told them.
Well, that was a super big help. I know right where to go now. Not.
We're going to meet some shepherds.
What? Why?
Well, every time that box mentions people, we meet them later.
Yeah, a prophet in a box, huh? I just wish it knew directions. That way to East Bethlehem, the poor side of town. And that way to West Bethlehem, the rich side of town, and the Bethlehem Star Search.
I wonder where the child will be born.
It's simple, Ramona. Rich kings, poor no kings. So come on, let's head to the west so we don't miss your performance.
That star is so bright. And it's right over the poor side of town.
But you can see the lights over the west side of Bethlehem. And hear that music? Your destiny awaits.
If I'm that way, we'll go this way.
The shepherds are here, and they look so happy. Why are you all so happy?
I was going in the wrong direction. I thought I knew what it was all about. I thought I had everything I needed, but inside I was emptied out. I took a step in a new direction, and you filled my life with meaning. Now there's no
Jesus, it's all about you.
Ramona, I've never heard you sing so beautifully.
Thank you, Marty. It came from my heart. No, it came from deep in my soul. Look at that bright, beautiful, incredible star. And it's right over East Bethlehem. That's where we need to go. Let's go there.
But what about the Bethlehem star search?
That doesn't matter anymore. All I want to do is worship the real star of Bethlehem, Jesus, the Messiah. Isn't he beautiful?
He's no ordinary baby. He'll be the greatest king who ever lived. Everyone will worship Jesus.
How many times in your life have you felt like you didn't know for sure where you were going? How many of you have been in a spot in your life where you could have used some direction from somebody who you thought knew more about what was going on maybe than you did? I want to just remind you briefly this morning of a couple of passages of Scripture out of Isaiah. Here is one in chapter 30, verse 21. Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, "This is the way, walk in it." Aren't you glad that we can know someone this morning, someone who knows the future, someone who knows us better than we know ourselves, someone who can give us direction? You know, there are times in our life that we may need direction. There are times that we may need someone who can indeed deliver us from some of the situations that we're in. And certainly all of us want to be able to have hope with every day. You know, even just in the weather recently, when you get hit with several of these fronts in a row, it's kind of like, oh man, can we put up with one more? You know, just about the time we get this problem fixed, and we've been dealing with things here at the church with ice dams and water leaking through ceilings and all kinds of things that are happening. And guess what the forecast is? There's more coming. And it's like, we need somebody to be in control. And God is. And to be quite honest, sometimes it's like, well, the Lord is the Lord of the weather. He knows what's going on. He knows what the circumstances and situations are going to be that are a result of all those kinds of things. So we just need to have trust in Him. We need to know that He knows exactly what's going on. He knows exactly how it's going to affect us. He knows what the impact is going to be in our life. And when He said that He would show us the way, I'm reminded of that verse of Scripture in the 14th chapter of the book of John where Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." And just like Marty and Ramona, who've been on this journey, we encounter people and situations all along the way. And how many of you have had experiences where it was a situation that happened, people who came along in your life that were unexpected, that you didn't know, but there was a truth that was taught to you. There was something that was one more piece in the puzzle that helped you know the direction that you needed to go. That's the God we serve. He loves us. He cares about us. He wants us to know the way. We need to place our hope and our trust in Him. The great news in the Word of God is that we seek Him, He will be found. If we ask Him, He will direct our paths. In this wonderful Christmas season, as we give our lives to Jesus Christ, it's a time and a place that we can place our hope and trust in Him. Would you bow your head with me for just a moment today? Father, we realize the reason we're here today is we want to worship You. We want You to be Lord of our life. We want You to know that You are the most important thing that's going on. And Lord, every day we need direction. When we wake up in the morning, we need direction. We want to walk in Your footsteps. We want to do the things You want us to do. We want You to use us for Your kingdom's purpose. Lord, we pray for guidance and direction. And just like Marty and Ramona have encountered all of these different groups of people, Father, we pray that You'll send people and circumstances and situations along our way to help us see where we need to go and help us to have the confidence today as we place our lives in Your hands and our trust in You. Help us to know that You indeed will tell us to the left or to the right, to the east or to the west, that You will show us the way, that You are the way. And all we have to do is yield to You, allow you to lead us. And we know that everything will be okay. Lord, we pray your blessing upon every family that's represented here today, that you indeed will watch over them and that you will bless them, that you will give them guidance and direction, that they might have hope for a future that's led by you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Come on, everyone, let's worship together. Would you all stand as we sing?
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love.
Arriving at destination. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward all.
Have anything, Ted? There we go. How many of you watched Polar Express? You know, and the Santa Claus right at the end says, the first gift of Christmas. Well, we have some gifts for Christmas. So if we could have the Kistlers and Swearingens come up, we want to show a little bit of our love and appreciation that we hope we show throughout the whole year, but a special time at this Christmas. So wait for just a minute. Everybody gets here. And I assume that Daniels are Kansas, or at least gone, so we'll catch them at a later date, I guess. So Merry Christmas, Jill, Pastor Jill, and Merry Christmas. I'll give that to Jennifer, so you probably know what to do with that. So Merry Christmas, guys.
I want to take a minute to say thanks. I hate to stand up here and accept these things without ever saying anything, because I don't take these lightly, and I really do appreciate all your love and concern and your offering and your tokens all through the year, and I just pray and hope that each one of you will have a very blessed and happy Christmas season, if you haven't already, that it'll just get better for you. And I just want to take a minute also and thank Mary for this program and getting it together. Something very different, new, and every time you step out and do something like that, you never know for sure how it's all going to turn out. And I think my group really enjoyed it. I know I enjoyed it, and I'm so appreciative of all you adults that have participated with us. It's the first thing I told my class is, this program's going to be as good as you are, and we need your involvement. And so thank you today for helping us make this special.
Well, she has pretty much said everything that I could ever say. You guys have just been awesome, and we so appreciate it. And I love the comment this morning somebody made, you know, Christmas really does bring the kids out in us. And I think this morning was proof of that. And Mary, I applaud you for your courageous effort to do something very different. And I think everybody had a great time. And I think it really brought home the meaning of Christmas in a very different way, is being involved and being hands-on and being active in the worship of our Christ. Thank you very much.
Well, there's one more gift. Actually, two more gifts. The first gift is that as you leave today, there will be some apples and peanuts for you to have as you depart. Just a token from your church family to say that we love you and appreciate you and want to do something for you on this Christmas day. The other gift is it's 11:30 and we're done. So, with that said, we want to thank the cast and crew, so would you applaud yourselves and the great job that you did. Thank you so much. Wasn't it a fun program? Wasn't it great? All right. Very enjoyable. And a wonderful message, a very wonderful message, that God indeed will guide and direct our lives. We just need to follow Him and allow Him to be what it's all about. Let's stand together. It is such a thrill to have Brother Kerry with us. His schedule, he just got a new job, and so his schedule has changed, and his position was such that he was never able to be here on Sunday morning. So we're thrilled, Kerry, that you're able to be here with Pastor Jill. And would you pray a closing prayer for us this morning as we depart?